Freedom, peace, joy comes from continuous growth, saying yes to yourself, doing the thing that is challenging so that you become the woman you know you want to be. Hello, hello, and welcome to this episode of the Unstoppable Woman podcast, where we will be discussing the difference between being satisfied and being content. And there is a big difference between these two states, and one will cause you to create the results that you truly want in life. One will cause you to actualize on your potential. One will cause you to live the life that you truly want to live. And one will cause you to stay trapped in an existing experience that isn't serving you or your potential, what you are put here on earth to do. So let's dig into this. So, being satisfied is what we actually want to avoid. And yet most people confuse that with being content. Being content is where you appreciate your life, where you appreciate what you have, when you're grateful for your experiences, for everything that you have been, that you have done, that you have had. Right? This is a state of recognition, of happiness, that things are good. Look at all the good that has occurred already. Being satisfied, on the other hand, is saying that I don't want more, that this is good enough, that I should stop here and stop growing. And this is an actual terrible state to be in, because our natural state is growth. Nature grows. We are part of nature. Our natural state is for more life, for growth, until we are done growing, at which point we start dying. Okay? There's a cycle for everything in life. But if you are in the prime of your life, which is, quite frankly, up until your body is ready to say, I'm done. Okay. So I believe that the growth directive that you are experiencing, our growth cycle that you're experiencing, can be up until, you know, death's door if you're living a full and large life. So we have a spiritual directive, a natural directive to grow, to have more life, to become more, do more, expand, and live out our potential. This is our directive, and everything in nature is growing like this. This is the directive to be more, have more, do more. And yet, there is a subconscious conflict that occurs, because early on in life, in our childhood, we were taught not to ask for more. That asking for more was actually caused us pain. Let's give you a few examples here. You're a child and you say to your parents, I want those new shoes. And your parents say, what do you think? We're made of money. What do you think? Money grows on trees. What do you think? That you can have anything you want? You can't have everything you want. Just recognize that, right? And they slap down that request at some point, in some way. And maybe they do it in a kinder, gentler way, but you can still feel their anxiety. So maybe they say something like, well, we can consider that at some point, but the underneath or behind that, the child feels the parents' nervousness around money and not being able to provide this new pair of shoes to the child. And so the child realizes they've done something that is causing their parents to feel some sort of discomfort or pain, and they do not want that to happen, because when that happens, the love stops and their security is jeopardized. They don't know if they're going to survive. Now, that's the meta on this. That scenario in various different ways happens over and over and over again. Now, your parents were doing the best that they could with what they had. And most parents, most people, 99.9% of people in this world do not understand how to create money, do not understand how to actualize something that they want consistently anytime they want it. And they don't understand that process. So they go into fear, and the child feels that fear, and that gets embedded into them. And the message that gets embedded is, I can't ask for more. And embedded in that is the message that I shouldn't be more, do more, and have more. Because think about this. What could having those new shoes do for that child? That child thinks, I'm going to feel great when I have those new shoes. I'm going to be able to do this and do that, and I'm going to be sparked and alive and all of this and be more in this world. I'm going to enjoy myself more. I'm going to be able to, maybe they were ballet slippers, and I'll be able to dance more. And maybe they were flip-flops. Maybe they would be able to spend more time on the beach, right? Without getting sand in their toes. These are little examples. The granularity or the mundanity of mundaneness of everyday life. And yet what we learn in these experiences is that the act of wanting something that's going to allow us to expand, enjoy life more, be more, do more, and have more, is mapped to some sort of negative consequence, making someone else feel bad, the fear of not having enough, scarcity, our parents withdrawing love, and the fear of survival. So we start cutting off that having more, doing more, being more, is wrong, and yet it is our directive. It is our reason for being human beings, to expand ourselves, and through expanding ourselves, to expand the world, the universe. You can look on the granular level, like expanding your family. You can look on it in your community, expanding your community. It can be the wider world. But you are here to grow, and in your growth, help other people grow as well and have more life. So when we say, I should be satisfied, we are actually doing ourselves a disservice. Yes, you want to be content and appreciative of everything that you are experiencing in your life right now, but never be satisfied. Never cut off that growth directive. Okay, so desire is always causative, meaning what you want is always calling you forward. This is your path towards more life. This is the leading edge of knowing how to live your more life directive, your growth directive. And so you want to listen to that desire for more. What could you be desiring? Maybe you want new windows. Maybe you want a beautiful new couch for your living room. Maybe you want to work with a particular person. Maybe you want to be dating a particular person. Maybe you want to go to college or write a script or have a new car or go on a trip. All of these things are desires. Maybe you have a desire to have a conversation with someone, right? Desire is causative. It's the leading edge of having growth and more in your life. So you need to listen to it. You actually need to start paying attention to all the desires that you have. And more than that, you need to start acting on them. So if you have a desire for something, and then you immediately say, I'll do that later, or now's not the right time, or we've got so much, we should be happy with what we have, shouldn't ask for more, I should use this first, or I should use this up first instead of buying something new. And please be clear, I'm not arguing for a spendthriftic life or being environmentally unconcerned, but also look at where you're cutting off your desires. If you want something, acknowledge that, okay? And go after it. Create it. It's causing you to do more in your life. So let's say you want something and you think you do not have the money for it. And you say, I'll do that next month. I'll do that next year once I save the money. That's not how it works. You have to decide, I'm doing that. I'm going for it. I'm making it happen. And then you let that desire cause you to create the money in your life to have that. Okay? Does this make sense? I hope so. Okay? So think about all the ways you say things to yourself that are limiting you. We don't really need that. I don't really need that. That's unnecessary. Don't be greedy. What do you want that for? You can't always get what you want. Like these messages that you probably heard growing up and that you repeat to yourself in some form in your head, you need to call those out and bring them forward so that you can see exactly what you are doing. Okay, the next thing that you need to look at here is the difference between a need and a want. Okay, a want is causative. A want is desire. A need is practical. So for instance, here are two examples. A smoker or a drug addict needs to quit smoking or taking drugs. They know that it's not for their better good. They know that it's causing havoc in their lives. They know that it's creating health issues. Everyone knows that. They need to change, but they don't want to change. And it's desire that causes you to change, not the practical need. So if you want change, if you want desire to be causative for you, if you want to make use, I mean, desire is always causative, but if you want to make use of that tool, what can you be doing right now to step into desire? What do you really want? Okay? And make your need a want. When you are able to do that, you have enough urgency and desire behind it to make the change that you need. Here's another example. What if you want to redecorate your living room? You just like, this is like, it's driving you crazy and you just really want it to be sophisticated, beautiful, luxurious, comfortable, whatever you want. You want it a particular way. And yet you think that you need to get a new roof. It's coming up in the next year or two, and really you should do the new roof. Which is more exciting? Okay, which will get you out of bed and cause you to do the things that you need to do to get it done? Clearly the thing that you want most, okay? For some people that's love, right? That's the thing that causes them to move, okay? And as a result, they can make anything move. They can make money move in order to get love. It's fascinating, okay? So let's look at other ways that we stay in good enough or satisfied and we don't step into content. That we stay in, I should be satisfied and it's good enough, and we don't step into our growth directive. So where are you saying, I should be happy with myself, content with myself, that I should be looking at myself as being good enough? Okay, this is a place where I think people get really confused because they have a spark of fear around not being good enough, and then they flip to a line of thinking that says, well, I am good enough already. Okay, and yet when you are recognizing the things that you actually want to change in your life and not seeing them as good enough, then you won't be satisfied with it and you will go for more. You will change. You will become more. You will do the things that you need to do to get the results that you want. So important. So important. Now, we are good enough on a spiritual plane. Our essential natures are absolute perfection. Yet, on a physical plane, you guys have to recognize and admit that there are places that you still want to grow in, that you look at and you go, hey, look, I'm not where I want to be there. I want to be a different kind of woman. I want to have a different kind of relationship. I want to show up differently. I want to be visible in different ways. I want to express love in different ways. I want to ask for my needs in different needs to be satisfied in different ways. I want to make more money. I want to be bolder in life. I want to live with a level of security and freedom that I don't have right now. What I have right now is not good enough. Admit that. It's okay. It really is. It doesn't mean you're ungrateful. It just means that you are embracing your growth directive, that you are here to do more than where you started off, where you are today. So look, what are the results that you want? And would you be happy being in the same place that you are now, experiencing the same kinds of challenges, the same kinds of conflicts, the same kinds of negative emotions as a result of what you are not stepping into being and doing in 6 months, in 3 years, in 5 years, in 10 years, in 20 years, in 40 years? Is it okay for you to stay where you are right now? And I have a strong stance that it's not. And if you say that it is, you are lying to yourself. It's a big fat lie because you're afraid of doing the thing that you need to do to grow, or you're afraid of making a mistake, or you're afraid of disappointing yourself, or you're afraid that you're going to fail, or you're afraid that you're going to be rejected. But all of that keeps you trapped. This is not freedom. This is not peace. This is not joy. Freedom, peace, joy comes from continuous growth, saying yes to yourself, doing the thing that is challenging so that you become the woman you know you want to be. Then you can appreciate yourself and go, wow, I did it. Okay? And then there will be something more. This is the cycle. Okay? But the pain comes in when you know you want more, but you're denying that desire. And you're saying, I should be satisfied with what I have already. I should be looking at my life and myself as good enough. Okay? You don't have to beat yourself up in order to desire more. You don't have to shame yourself or say yourself you're wrong or bad. Be content with everything you have done up until now. Be content with yourself. Love yourself so much that you embrace your desire for more. This is so, so crucial. And it's really the idea behind the unstoppable woman. You don't stop with satisfaction. You don't stop with good enough. You are always embracing the next level for yourself. And that is how you create an extraordinary life. That's how you become an advancing personality, someone who is constantly embracing more, advancing their life, creating something stupendous. When you look at your models for having a tremendously successful life, okay, they keep creating more in whatever areas they are experts at. Whether you're Mother Teresa, Gandhi, Martin Luther King, entrepreneurs, filmmakers, they are following their growth directive and becoming better and better at whatever they're going for. And that is how they create extraordinary results and keep advancing their lives and the lives of others. So with that, keep going for more. Keep saying yes to yourself. Be content, be grateful, but never be satisfied. Be an unstoppable woman. Okay, rock it out. Thank you so much for joining us and for being a part of the Unstoppable Woman movement. I want to let you know that we've got a ton of free resources for you for scaling your business at theunstoppablewoman.com/free stuff. Please go ahead and check those out. And we'd also love your help in getting the message out. Share this podcast with all the unstoppable women in your life, your friends, your colleagues, your business besties. Please do that. And if you're game, we'd super duper duper appreciate a review on iTunes as well. Thanks so much, and be unstoppable.